All right, 33 minutes after 8, you've got attuned to KHUM. And joining me here in the studio is Queen Madelana, the reigning rutabaga queen of the Kinetic Grand Championship. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Now, we've got the rutabaga ball coming up this weekend.
Yeah, May 18th. Wait, May 18th, yeah. Had a brain fart there for a second. I'm like, everything kinetic is all coming so fast.
It really is. It really is. And this year, it is going to be at the Bayside Community Center, formerly known as the Bayside Grange.
Exactly. And doors open at 7. The event starts at 8 o'clock. And all you have to do is just show up and be ready for some fun. Tickets are $15 at the door. But if you bring your own cup, it's only $12.
Really?
Yes. We want you to save some money, and also we want you to enjoy the Queen's Bar, because this is one of the biggest fundraisers for the Kinetic Race. So this is the time to get out there and support Kinetics.
Fantastic. And so I know some people have been confused. They said, didn't you have the 50th race last year? How can this be the 50th again? This is the 50th anniversary. The 50th race was
correct.
Last year.
So I'm the queen of the 50th race. And then the queen that we're crowning this year will be the 50th anniversary queen.
Right. That's how you get to do 50 twice.
That's right. I mean, who doesn't want two golden anniversaries,
right?
Of
course, absolutely. It's fantastic. So that's how it works, and that is why. I don't know, a lot of people have been very confused by that, and I always have to explain it every time that we have one of these major anniversaries. You know, same thing with Ruby 10 years ago.
But you know what? Some people really get annoyed when they hear people saying the first annual event. Instead mm-hmm. of it being like it's the second one, because it's not an annual thing until you actually,
right.
you know, have it. It's the inaugural event.
Exactly.
And some people really get an uproar if you call things wrong.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. It was like that for, in 2000. And they said it's the new millennium. It's like, actually, the new millennium is 2001.
Well, there's actually some people that don't even know what the rutabaga ball is, let alone kinetics.
Well, I think we should explain that then.
Yeah, we probably should. So, the rutabaga queen presides over the whole Kinetic Grand Championship weekend, and then the kinetic universe for the year. But the greatest part is, you get to be a queen for life.
That's right. Once a rutabaga queen, always a rutabaga queen.
Yes. So, although I will be, crowning our new queen this year, I still get to stay a queen. But the greatest part is the pageant that leads to becoming a queen. And it's a three-part series of a Q&A, which is a ball gown. And we kind of just feel them out. You know, we want to make sure that this queen
exactly.
knows their stuff.
Right.
Then we go into a water crossing, which is, we're not going to make them go across the water. It's a theatrical interpretation of how you would cross the water.
Exactly.
And then on into their talent. So it's a great night. We have three great contestants this year, and we're just looking to have some fun.
Well, great. That is always what the whole thing is all about. Now, the rutabaga queen hasn't been around as long as the entire kinetic sculpture race.
True.
It started, when did it start? In the 80s, I think it was?
Yeah, uh-huh. I believe like 83, maybe?
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah.
And it has grown to a huge event in its own right. It is really fantastic. It is kinetic royalty at its best. And we've had so many wonderful different rutabaga queens over the years, and I've gotten to know most of them, and it's been fun. I remember last year you winning the thing. It's always pretty exciting.
It's very exciting.
You're
really on the edge of your seat until they actually announce it. You mm-hmm. never know who's going to get it because the queens decide. There's a panel of queens,
yep.
and we decide who's coming in, and we just. We go by the three things in the pageant and pick the best choice. And then we crown the queen to take on and come do promotional things like this. Because
that's right.
The biggest job for the queen is to have fun and make sure that everybody else is having fun, supporting the racers and the spectators.
So it generally requires a kind of a personality that's a little larger than life.
Yes.
Can't be a wallflower.
No.
Hide away.
No, when you get a gaggle, it's called a gaggle of queens together,
yeah.
Or a glory of queens,
that works.
You you really have to watch, because we kind of just take up a room.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, Amy and I always MC the event, and we really enjoy it. But we don't decide. It's a whole gaggle or glory of queens that decide who is going to do it. And of course, it's a party. It's a big party. There is there's music. There is of course, wonderful adult beverages available, just a good time to be had by all. And of course, all the three elements of the pageantry.
Yes, and this year we have Claire Bent is going to be our band. So after we're done with the pageant and in between rounds, we will have Claire Bent performing so that we can dance it out.
Fantastic. Always a blast. So people can get advance tickets. Is that possible?
No, not this year.
Not this year. Okay.
So it is at the door, $15, $12 if you bring your own cup. If you want more information, you can go to kineticgrandchampionship.com or read rutabagaqueen.com. And all the information will be right there laid out right for you.
And you can just Google Rutabaga Ball.
That too.
It.
Yes.
You'll find it as well.
We are on Facebook also. Mm-hmm. So there's more details there. And one major thing is we are still looking for a few volunteers.
Okay.
So if you would like to get into the ball for free, you can contact Kinetic Universe, and we will connect you with the right person to get you a free ticket if you volunteer at the Rutabaga Ball.
Wow. Well, what does that involve, this volunteering?
Well, I believe right now we are looking for a takedown crew that helps to clean up all of the amazing glitter and shiny and fun.
Uh-huh.
So the bigger the crew we have, the shorter amount of time it takes to do that. So we like to pad that crew up so that we can get out of there quickly.
All righty. Now, last year, of course, we were at the Arcata Community Center. This year, back at the Bayside Community Center, or formerly the Bayside Grange. So smaller venue, so you want to get there early so you can squeeze your way in.
Yes. And I hear that the community hall, or the Grange, has changed a good bit. They've been going through some renovations, so we might have a little more room than we think.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, it's coming right up this weekend.
Yes, Saturday, May 18th. And we have the race coming next week. So we are in full kinetic season here.
Yep, it is. You know, it's been way too sunny lately. And the fact that it's finally starting to rain, it feels more like a kinetic season.
Right.
So, Hobart Brown used to say, you know, in the unlikely event of sunshine, the race will go on. It's always been a tradition that you'd get rain at least one day of the of the race. So,
it's not rain or shine. It's rain or rain.
Rain or rain. Or fog. Generally. There have been some rare all sunny weekends, but that's always a rarity. Well, Queen Metalata, thanks for coming in, and we're looking forward to seeing all the glory this weekend, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And make sure you make it to the Bayside Grange or Bayside Community Center on Saturday night. What time do the doors open?
7 o'clock. Get there early.